I ran into a rock star. 360-733-5476. 360-733-KISM. That could win you rocking and grilling. Got a grill from Judd and Black to give away today. Tickets to see 6 or 7 or 8 Rock and Roll Hall of Famers. If you got a story about running into a rock star.
Man, there's some good ones at Brand John Page at KISM.com from yesterday.
Well, let's hit the phones.
Hey, man, when I was back in the 80s, man, I used to drive a cab. And I actually had Ann and Nancy Wilson in my cab on a somewhat regular basis.
No kidding. But it's back and forth to the recording studio or something? Or
no, just to Capitol Hill, to parties, Belltown.
You got anything that stands out? Anything, any?
Oh, yeah. As soon as they would get in the car, they could ask if they'd smoke, and then they would break out a pipe and start getting stoned, and they would pass the pipe to me.
Oh, yeah. All right. So you shared with Ann and Nancy.
I'm going to put the meter on hold for a minute.
Brad John at KISM.com. Email.
Yeah, Doug says, at Robert Lang Studios, many rock stars recorded there. Dave Grohl did the first Foo Fighters album there in Richmond Beach. Ran into Dave Grohl and Peter Frampton at the Richmond Beach QFC. Just said hi. And then Rob says, how about this one? In the early 80s, I had a buddy worked as the bellhop at the fanciest hotel in Fargo, North Dakota. The fanciest hotel in Fargo, North Dakota.
Was that two stars?
Two stories. Molly Hatchet had their first big hit album, and they were on tour. They stopped in Fargo. They stayed at the hotel, and we met a couple guys from the band. They asked us if we knew where to get any cannabis. My buddy didn't, but he called me, and I knew someone. I was able to get him some Thai stick. I got his back in the day. So they do the show, and on the way out, someone asked the hotel manager, hey, where's that dude we scored that Thai stick from? They wanted more. My friend was fired when he started his next shift. True story.
I'm disappointed that Molly Hatchet's staying at the nicest hotel in town. That's I didn't think they were snobby that way.
I didn't think you could get Tide Stick in Fargo, North Dakota.
I knocked over a rock star's drink. Nick has the story. It's ZZ Top in a hotel. Where is this?
It's in San Francisco.
Okay, so you see the Hyatt in San Francisco. Okay.
Yeah, we got up there to visit a friend, my roommate and I, and he plays guitar in a band. And we walked into the bar at the Hyatt Regency, and he starts elbowing me, you know, like, hey, hey, hey. And, what's going on? And he goes, do you know who that is over there? I said, I have no idea. And he goes, that's Billy Gibbons from ZZ Top. Said, oh, cool. So we walk over, and he wants to introduce himself to him. And as he goes to shake his hand, he knocks Billy Gibbons' drink into Billy Gibbons' lap.
That's a great move. How'd that go?
Sorry, Mr. Gibbons.
Yeah, that's pretty much it, Hey, can we buy you another drink, And, we chatted for a few minutes, and that was, on our way. Really, him and another band member that was there with him were just super nice.
All right, so he was cool about it even after your friend knocked the drink in his lap.
Yeah, luckily, he only had like an inch or two of his drink left.
Okay,
yeah.
All right.
So it didn't soak him, but it got him wet. So.
How.
Thank you, Nick. Brad and John at KISM.com. Okay, Kathleen, take us back to your youth and take the story from the top.
All right. Well, that's taking you back a long ways, about probably 35, 40 years ago. I was hanging out with my friend, and she was a really good friend, and she told me that her Uncle Bob was coming to town and that I would like to meet him. And I should come for dinner. But she warned me that he's really shy. He doesn't like to talk about himself. And, he's a little bit reserved, but to come for dinner. And I went over to my friend's house and walked in the door. And one of my favorite rock stars, Bob Seger, was sitting there. And being like 13, 14, I freaked out and went, oh, my God, oh, my God, do you know who you are? Do you know who you are? And he goes, I think I'm aware. But we had dinner, sat down, and he actually, I can't remember the song that he played, but he played a song for us after dinner.
Wow. Okay. He on his guitar?
Yeah, he brought his guitar with him.
Wow.
And
what part of the country? What part of the country are you living in at this point?
Well, at this point, I'm living in Granite Falls, but at that point, I was living in Victoria, B.C.
Okay. All right.
So he had come over to the island, and I don't know whether it was her actual uncle or just a really good friend of the family, but he came over all the time. And since I was such a big fan, she thought that I should come over and meet him.
Yeah,
so
wow.
That's really cool.
That's Bob in his prime, you know. He had all those hit albums and records going and had the longer hair, yeah. I'm sure. And, man, that is
oh,
great.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah, really cool laid-back guy.
And she gave you no clue that it was Bob Seger. She was stringing you along.
Absolutely.
That's
absolutely. That's the kind of friend that I had. She just kind of was, she herself was quiet and reserved and just kind of said, oh, you should meet my Uncle Bob's. And, you know, that was just the way her demeanor.
Yeah.
So no clue. Walked in, total shock.
Love
that's
it.
Great.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kathleen. Great story. We got you in the running there for the grill and the tickets. Hey,
but his table manners were terrible. I mean, just
getting stuff in his beard.
Oh, getting stuff in his beard.
Let's do one here from
talking with his mouth full.
From Bob. It's going to be sunny today. It's going to be sunny tomorrow. It's going to be sunny on Sunday. We deserve to have a weekend like this. Sunspot Baby from Bob Seger and the Silver Bullet Band. Brad and John, KISM.
She packed up a bag.